Este es un tema bastante cómico hasta cierto punto. Mucho de la gente norteamericana que es originaria de aquí de Estados Unidos confunde el 5 de mayo con la independencia de México, sino celebramos la batalla de Puebla. Para nosotros es bien significativa por la diferencia en números y recursos, porque luchamos contra grandes entidades, podría ser la lucha de Goliat, por ejemplo. El día 5 se celebra porque fue una batalla que nadie creía posible.
That was Guadalupe Magdaleno explaining to us what Cinco de Mayo is. Hola, soy Paola Marizán, and this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. Non-Latinos are not the only ones confused about why Cinco de Mayo is celebrated. I'm from the Dominican Republic, and I have to admit that I didn't know for a long time that this celebration was not the Mexican Independence Day. And neither did Ariana. Ariana is Mexican and was raised in Kansas. Like me, she was misled by the celebraciones en Estados Unidos about este festejo.
Pues para mí el 5 de mayo yo sé que es importante porque es la batalla que ganó México. Pero parece que aquí lo celebran más que México. Es que aquí como que sí crecí como casi pensando que era la independencia, ¿sabes? Pero, y entonces como que sí es como hasta como un poquito más importante que la independencia, porque como que se junta más la gente ese día. Y no sé, se siente mal la raza ese día.
For Cinco de Mayo, Maria and I wanted to know what is it like for Mexicans to celebrate that fiesta. You know, the música, la comida, el outfit, the parade, bueno, the whole deal. So we started our search for a Cinco de Mayo celebration in the Midwest. Our search led us to a small city in an unexpected state. When many people think of Kansas, they think of El Mago de Oz, and liberal Kansas does have a replica of Dorothy's casa. Pero la ciudad is also known for its beef industry, packing plants, trucking, hard winter wheat, corn, and other crops. Dairies and procesadoras de cerdo are also a growing business. These industrias are liberals' largest sources of employment. You see, approximately 60% of the population is Latino. I was so surprised by the amount of Hispanics and Latinos here that I had to call the organizer of the Cinco de Mayo event, Janet Vasquez. Cuando llegué a Liberal, para mí fue un culture shock. Everywhere I look, I saw businesses, signs in Espanol, and sombreros. The town is tiny. You can cross it from end to end in less than 15 minutes. So it wasn't a surprise que la gente de Liberal take their Cinco de Mayo celebration seriously.
Well, the very first thing when a lot of people think about the Midwest, they don't really think that there are Latinos out here. They assume that there's maybe like 1 to 10 Latinos, but in reality, out here in Southwest Kansas, the majority of our population are immigrants. They're mostly Latinos. The majority of them are from Mexico, but we're starting to see a lot more populations immigrate to this area from Central America. And I was the first Cinco de Mayo queen back in 2002. So that's kind of what motivated me to help out, because our mission is to give scholarships to these young adults. We've given over $75,000 in the last 11 years, and this year I'm super excited because we were able to help out 20 individuals. And then on top of that, so I'm directing a pageant, and so I just feel like, you know, we're small towns, we don't have a whole lot of entertainment, we don't have a whole lot to do for these young adults, and so that's when I thought of heading the pageant and just giving these girls an opportunity to be able to gain confidence within themselves, just something different. You know, we sometimes don't have role models, or we come from low-income families, so we aren't allowed to maybe like be in pageants or be in sports. And so I felt like being nonprofit, this is a perfect opportunity to expose these girls to the community, have them learn the importance of community service while also teaching them the importance of their education and being able to help them financially.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maria Camacho, and I'm 17 years old. I was born in Vicente Guerrero, Durango, but raised in El Rancho del Cura, Chachihuites, Zacatecas. I am currently attending Liberal High School as a junior. I plan to attend Seward County Community College, then transfer to K-State to study law.
Buenas tardes.
My name is Arlene Ramiz. I'm 19 years old, and I was born and raised here in Liberal, Kansas. I just completed my first semester at Kansas State University, and I plan to...
The pageant was on Saturday, and the parade on Sunday, where Mexican regiones were represented and celebrated. The pageant was at the only high school in town with 12 participantes who answered preguntas sobre Cinco de Mayo, had a culture costume competition, and an evening wear competition. The next day, downtown Liberal was full of colores, música, y dancers that came all the way from Chihuahua, Mexico, just for this Cinco de Mayo parade. The pageant participants were in the parade, waving as they passed by more than 100 people lining the sidewalks. You can see more of the pageant and the parade on our website, quepasapodcast.com. Gracias por escuchar, and now that you know what this fiesta is all about, let's not be complicit to cultural appropriation and celebrate with respect. Share the knowledge. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Soy Paola Marizan, and this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.